Britain's Queen Elizabeth is trying to update the royal image, riding the London Underground, having a pint in a pub, and now she's wearing pants in public. After knee surgery this past week, photographers captured the Queen walking out of the hospital in a gray pantsuit. She'd never really done that, apart from wearing riding gear and some other things in the past. The Times of London has devoted team coverage to the resulting uproar, including lifestyle columnist Damien Barr, who joins us now. Mr. Barr, I just want to get some terminology straight at the beginning. I said the Queen is wearing pants, but I gathered that on your side of the Atlantic, you'd rather say that she was wearing trousers.
Yes, I think we'd much rather say she was wearing trousers. Had the Queen come out of hospital, or indeed any building, wearing just pants, we would have been very, very, very shocked indeed.
Because pants.
Pants is underwear.
Okay. Was this deliberate image enhancement of some kind?
There was a practical reason for the Queen's choice of clothing. She'd had a knee operation, keyhole surgery, so she wore the trousers to cover the bandages. But we understand that she has owned the trouser suit for 10 years.
Before we go any further, that 10-year-old pantsuit, is it still in style?
I think that there was some debate about this week, whether or not the tapered leg was perhaps a little bit old-fashioned. But bear in mind, the Queen is 76 years old. She is our leading lady in all matters, so I don't think we can be too critical of exactly how stylish it was or not.
If I walked past a newsstand in London today or on the last several days, how much coverage would I see on the front pages about the Queen's trousers?
Well, it's incredible. The Queen was on practically every front page this weekend. She made it onto all the national news shows. The fact that she was in hospital undergoing surgery, and the fact that we're possibly going to war with Iraq, and that there are biological terrorists on the loose in London, all fell by the wayside as soon as the Queen stepped out the door in those trousers. It was incredible.
Putting on trousers, did she effectively get more media coverage for herself, or merely change what the stories would be? I mean, would you be writing something about the Queen regardless?
Oh, yeah, we would absolutely be covering the fact that the Queen had left hospital after an operation. The fact that she was wearing trousers meant that she got a really big picture, including her legs. And interestingly, in the picture, there was a slight bulge in her right pocket, and people were speculating what that bulge might be. Could it be a cigarette lighter, or was it perhaps a small mobile phone? Yes.
What do you think?
I have no idea, actually. I thought that it might be a cigarette lighter, and that she might have picked up Princess Margaret's smoking habit as some kind of tribute, but I wasn't sure.
Now, is there a larger campaign going on here to update the Queen's image?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen the Queen do lots of things, as you said earlier. I think one of the most shocking things she did was visit a McDonald's, which she did last year as part of her Golden Jubilee celebrations. I don't think she actually ate anything while she was there, but she did go to the McDonald's.
Golden Arches Jubilee celebration.
Exactly.
I guess the next question is whether there is a line that the monarchy cannot cross here.
Yes, and I think she would have crossed the line had she gone to McDonald's and had a Big Mac and then managed to get some of it on her chin and been photographed wiping it off. I think that would have been crossing the line for her.
She needs to still look dignified, even if she's wearing trousers or doing whatever she's doing around town.
Yeah, she has to remain separate and regal and aloof and above everything else. I mean, it was really, I can't emphasize just how shocking it was to see the Queen in trousers. It couldn't have been more shocking had Charles stepped out in a frock or the Pope stepped out in a miniskirt. I mean, really, it's just huge here.
Damien Barr is a lifestyle columnist for the Times of London. He spoke to us from BBC headquarters in London. Mr. Barr, thanks very much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
You can see for yourself the Queen in trousers at npr.org.